go behind the wheel, under the hood, and beyond with Car Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, Ben, how long has it been since you've purchased a used vehicle?
It has been a while. I have, however, never purchased a new vehicle.
Really?
Yep.
No, I've never purchased a new vehicle as well. I've always purchased used. And the last time I purchased a used vehicle, which was, it's just before I moved here in 2007. Mm. And this is the first time ever that the used car dealer, handed me a Carfax report.
That was the first time you ever had a Carfax?
That was the first time. Yeah, which, I mean, I know that sounds ridiculous, you know, now, but I don't know. I just had never done that before. I've always dealt with individuals, you know, private sellers.
Sure.
And, you know, I don't pick up cars off the lot. I pick them up, you know, off of, you know, classified ads and, mm-hmm. you know, just on a lot somewhere. And, yeah, this is the first time that anybody actually handed me a Carfax report for my vehicle. And it was clean, of course. Otherwise, they probably would.
They probably wouldn't have had it.
Yeah. But, it was a handy thing to have. And, I think it's valuable.
Here's something that I felt sort of, stupid about, until when I finally figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think that Carfax reports were somehow related or part of the federal government.
Mm.
They are not.
No.
It's a private company.
Yeah. Yeah. And, this relies really on, I guess everybody just kind of updating that database. Really,
yes.
I mean, reporting to, you know, keeping everything on the level, mm-hmm. You know, to ensure that, you know, you're buying a used vehicle that is, well, in some way certified or, you know, at least documented, a well-documented vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, you know, most used car buyers want. They want something that, you know, they know the history of. They want to be able to say that they know for sure that, you know, this has never been in a wreck. This has never, you know.
The airbags haven't deployed.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, Carfax, I think it has a very useful place in the used car industry.
So let's set the scene to show how this works.
Yes.
Okay. So – the mild-mannered, everybody's favorite car buyer, Mr. Scott Benjamin, is on the lot about to buy a brand new to him, certified pre-owned.
Used, yeah.
Yeah, a brand new used Mustang or whatnot. And the car dealer comes up to him and says, and Scott says, "Hey, can I have the Carfax report?" And the car dealer goes, "Well, the car, why would you need that?"
Yeah, he pulls out that little puppet and says, "Here's the Carfax right here."
Yeah.
Carfax. You've seen that ad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Carfax, what is it? Basically, it is a report that is similar to a fingerprint. It uses your vehicle identification number or VIN number, to keep track, as we've illustrated here earlier, the accidents, mainly the bad things that could happen to a car,
mm-hmm.
right? So what was your experience when you found your – when you got your first Carfax report in 2007?
Well, what I liked about it is that you're able to – you know, they hand you this report and it's just a few pages long really. It's not anything, you know, all that lengthy, but it does mm-hmm. tell you how many owners the vehicle's had. It tells you about, you know, service records that are available,
mm-hmm.
The last reported odometer reading at the last service that it had. So you can kind of keep track of, you know, is the person, you know, being forthright with you on the mileage of the vehicle, because
right.
that's important.
Which used to be a very common swindle, I
and
guess.
A basic description of, you know, what the vehicle has. I mean, you know, it's a four-door vehicle. It's a two-door vehicle. If it's a convertible, if it's a, what engine it has, you know, the options mm-hmm. that it has. So it gives you all that in one place. But the biggest thing that, you know, I found, I think it's what I found most valuable about this. And this is listed on the Carfax, site.
Mm-hmm.
You can find this out if you search for them. It tells you about accidents. It tells you about, you know, if there's any frame damage to the vehicle, which is really,
huge, yeah.
really important. It tells you, you know, if it's ever used as a police vehicle or if it's ever used as a taxi, which would be a big one because those vehicles spend a lot of time idling
mm-hmm.
and they may or may not have low mileage. Sometimes they have exceedingly high mileage. But, you know, if it is, you know, one of those, they oftentimes spend a lot of time idling. That's a lot of wear on the engine.
Right.
Tells you if it's, you know, ever been totaled. if it's ever been rebuilt in any way, you know, a rebuilt engine or, mm-hmm. or axle or whatever. Flood damage, which is a huge one.
Yeah.
That's major, major problem there. Cause that's an easy one to cover up.
And there are a lot of people who unfortunately have unknowingly purchased vehicle damaged by a flood from an unscrupulous seller.
You know what? That's an entirely different podcast.
Yeah.
We can talk about flood damaged vehicles and how to spot them and the problems that, you know, happen afterwards.
Because
it's not readily apparent. That's something that'll creep up on you after the, you know, as short as a couple months, but it could be years.
Mm-hmm.
And it does cause major problems. So, you know, it'll tell you about hail damage. It'll tell you if it was returned as a lemon.
Yes.
Because a lot of these cars, you know, they go through auction or something like that. And, mm-hmm. You know, the vehicle goes back and then it, you know, through the different channels of used vehicles ends up on an auction lot mm-hmm. and somebody picks it up just not knowing the history of the vehicle. And, you know, that's dangerous as well. It also gives you recall information.
Yes.
And, you know, warranty information and, you know, what's been serviced under warranty, what, mm-hmm. you know, what's still covered under warranty. Sorry, my covering.
No, I just wanted to point that I wanted to make sure that we mentioned warranty information because it's not all bad news on this report.
Yeah.
Then also, of course, it'll give you the chain of custody for the total number of owners mm-hmm. and the people who owned it in theory.
Can I give you one more quick thing?
Lay it on me, brother.
This is also in recent time here, Ben. If you want to, maybe a very practical use for this service. Mm. Do you remember the Cash for Clunkers program?
Yes. The famous Cash for Clunkers program from our good friends, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Yeah. The sometimes popular, sometimes not so popular Cash for Clunkers program that was running, what was it, about a year and a half ago, uh-huh. something like that?
700,000.
700,000 cars. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're talking 700,000 cars, and you know the drill with this. They were supposed to be destroyed.
Right.
Okay. So, with this system, if these vehicles – well, actually, these vehicles were all supposed to be reported on Carfax. None of them will be ever able to make it back into circulation based on the VIN number.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not to say that it doesn't happen.
Right.
But this is a big deterrent.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there's ways to track this down. And then, of course, you know, there's going to be some finger pointing and
sure.
they'll know exactly where this vehicle came from. So, you know, one good use for this Carfax service is that – it didn't allow these clunkers to get back into the system,
mm-hmm.
You know, by unscrupulous dealers who took these vehicles as trade-in and then put them back out on the market or sold them at auction or pieces of them even. Because if that VIN turns up, big trouble.
Yeah, game over, man.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. It's done. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, I guess you can think of this whole thing as just kind of it's like another level of safety when you're buying a used vehicle.
Sure, absolutely.
It's something that, you know, it finds those, what I call deal breakers on a car.
Mm-hmm.
Cause, you know, there's one thing you'll hear about and you'll say, I just don't feel so good about that.
Right.
Here it's all laid out for you right in the report. And, mm-hmm. You know, it kind of, the dealer then can kind of, wash their hands of the whole thing and say, in a way,
yeah.
And they can say, here's what we know about the car. This is all we know. If it's not in the report, I don't know about it.
And that's great because it allows car dealers and car dealerships to really have a third-party objective estimation mm-hmm. of the vehicle, which is invaluable because, you know, as we say in the beginning of this article, despite the cliches or stereotypes of, you know, unscrupulous or immoral dealers, these people are working hard and mm-hmm. they want to give a good service.
Sure.
So it really helps out dealers and customers if Carfax exists. However, Carfax is not very old.
No, it's not. It's it was what started in
84,
early 80s.
Okay, yeah,
so
1984.
By Edward Barnett the Third. Edward Barnett the Third,
mm-hmm.
and when he started this with just a kind of his own little database.
Yeah,
And he only had listen to this. Now it sounds like a lot, but he had 10,000 vehicle records somehow that were in his possession,
right.
And he just kind of documented all this and pieced it all together so that it all made sense, you know, with the mm-hmm. VIN numbers. And 10 years later, Ben.
Yes.
You know how many records he had?
Okay, we'll play this. We'll play this reindeer game.
Oh,
did
sure.
he have 50 million?
Oh, no. No, he had double that. He had 100 million records
mm-hmm.
10 years later. So he went from 10,000 vehicle records to 100 million records in 10 years. And that's just the beginning.
Yeah, because in 2004, ten years after that.
Yeah, how many did he have?
3 billion.
3 billion. That's 10 years later. So this is 20 years later. Mm. He has 3 billion car records, individual VIN numbers that have some type of vehicle history report tied to them.
Right.
2009. That's the latest year I have the numbers for.
What do you have?
6 billion records.
Which is amazing because over the past 5 years, it doubled.
That's billion with a B. 6 billion. Wow. Records for vehicles as of 2009, and I can only imagine what that is as of now. Mm-hmm. Because it just seems like, you know, the rate that information is compiling everywhere. I mean, it seems like it's going to be a huge, huge number.
And thousands of car dealers use Carfax too, like, yeah, almost 30,000. It's probably more now.
Well, you know, Ben, it's good business because, yeah, you know, if you can say with confidence, I'm going to give you a full vehicle report on this and, mm-hmm, and it's going to show that this is a clean vehicle, that just seems to carry a little more weight with people than, it's a peach. You know, mm-hmm, it was only driven on Sundays by a little old lady that just went to church and, you know, et cetera, right, et cetera. And, honestly, you know, if you can get a paper in your hand from, you know, that's a genuine Carfax document that says, you know, this vehicle's clean, then you can, mm-hmm, trust it.
Yeah.
And one last thing, I guess, one last point that I have anyways.
Yes.
Is that, you know, if you go on the Carfax service, you know, which I did, I just kind of was messing around this morning online and I decided, well, I'll go to the site and it says enter your VIN number. So I, mm-hmm, I did. I looked up, you know, my VIN number and I put it in the site, and then it does want you to purchase a package deal, which is either, you know, one Carfax report, which you can do if you're interested in a vehicle and you really are considering buying this thing. This is worth it.
It
from,
is
from an individual. If it's not a dealer that already offers it for free, you should ask because they may just hand you the report for the vehicle. A lot of car companies are doing it now.
Yeah.
But if you're dealing with an individual and, you know, they're kind of telling you something that you may or may not believe, or even just to, you know, I guess, cover your own butt.
Yeah.
You'd want to look up this Carfax report. And you can buy one report. This is as of today. You can, mm-hmm, buy one report for $34.99, which I think is money well spent.
Yeah.
And if you want to buy a package deal, it's only $10 more. So you can get five reports for $44.99. Now, that's a pretty good deal if you're considering several different vehicles that you're kind of on the fence about. Or if you want to, I don't know how long this deal is good for. But, you know, if you want to keep it for a year and you're somebody that goes through cars often, or you often find yourself,
sure,
buying and selling vehicles, it seems to me like this would be a good deal.
Or you think you might get a vehicle for, one of your children or something like that.
Yeah, so, exactly. So, you know, again, five reports for $44.99. I think that's a pretty good deal. We're not selling anything here.
Yeah.
I want to clarify that, you know, this is just the information as of today that I was kind of nosing, mm-hmm, around about getting. And, I didn't purchase anything myself. I had no need to because my car came with the Carfax report.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice book. And now before, as you said, Scott, Carfax is certainly not paying us to plug them or anything.
Nope.
But this is interesting. As a car buyer or a car owner, this is something that you need to know about. And to further dovetail that point, that this is not an advertisement for Carfax, we would be remiss if we didn't mention that Carfax is far from foolproof.
That's correct.
And there are no limits to the amount of complaints that you will find online, mm-hmm, in various forums or just word of mouth about people who have had problems with Carfax. For example, you'll hear that someone has purchased a vehicle and the price they paid was based on a clean Carfax report,
mm-hmm,
only to later find out that the vehicle had been damaged and the Carfax report either didn't have knowledge of it or had received faulty information.
Now, how would that happen? Because that seems pretty simple. I mean, this happens every day. And in fact, I guess I wasn't trying to skirt anything, but I guess I'm kind of involved
surprising
in this. Yeah. I'm kind of involved in this in a way because I've taken vehicles to small garages where they don't report stuff like this. It's just a little bump and paint shop.
Sure.
And you get the work done.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, when I say I'm involved in this, I just mean that, you know, I guess it'd be early on in the history of Carfax anyways, but let's say you get in a little parking lot, you know, fender bender.
Okay.
And you take it to, you take your vehicle to a, you know what? I'll give you an example. My birthday a few years ago, many years ago, 10, 12 years ago, parking lot, you know, bumped into a Cadillac with a Jeep. Okay.
Okay.
And it was bad for the Cadillac, not so bad for the Jeep, which I was driving.
You were driving the Jeep.
And, you know, the fender was bent.
Okay.
But it's not really a big deal. A little bit of, paint on the fender and, the bumper has to come off and a new one installed. Well, I took it to a small shop on, you know, just a small road on the highway there. It's just a, basically a warehouse. The guy does his own work, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure that he wasn't reporting this, you know, by VIN number, to any kind of agency or any kind of service that, you know, he did this work. So it shows that the vehicle has never been in any kind of minor accident. It's not really a big deal. It didn't affect drivability in any way. But what I'm saying is that you can have all kinds of work done at smaller shops, you know, around town that, that may or may not report this type of thing.
Right.
You
so
take it, you take it to a dealership, of course it's going to be reported and recorded. But there's going to be history there. But if you take it to, you know, Johnny at the small warehouse on the corner, you know, the industrial complex.
Johnny's cell-phoned auto body.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, there's not going to be any record of that. And maybe that's not so bad. I don't know. In some cases, it's not. But if it's major, major work like frame damage or something like that.
Sure. Structural damage.
That's a big deal. And it happens.
So it is true. And I'm glad that you explained because when you said I'm somewhat involved in this.
Nothing nefarious or anything like that. I'm just, I'm just saying that, you know, there's, I guess there's ways that the system fails too.
Whatever, auto editor by day, mastermind criminal by night.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it does. It does. And it's because it doesn't necessarily mean that there is something malicious going on if a Carfax report is incorrect. It could very easily be something like a non-reporting shop that didn't report work. But that is one of the primary complaints of car buyers, that they get a clear title and it's not. And Scott's showing me a buyback certificate.
That's right. If you use Carfax, now again, not selling anything.
Not selling.
I'm saying that if you do use Carfax, there is a Carfax buyback guarantee, which I'm sure that, you know, they were saying, please mention this if we, you know, they're listening.
Yeah.
If anybody's listening that uses the service, because, yeah, it's an important part of this. There's a buyback guarantee and, you know, the terms and, you know, conditions are listed right there on the website. And that's where I found this. I just printed out their sample buyback, document, the certificate.
Right.
But it does say that the Carfax will buy back the vehicle if you find that any of these severe problems were reported by a Department of Motor Vehicles and were not included in this report. So that's a safety right there.
Right.
You know, there's severe damage, there's odometer problems, and there's also a lemon history, which is a manufacturer buyback issue.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's some safeties involved there as well. But like we said, it's not a foolproof system. And, you know, there are ways around it, and it does happen.
Sure.
You can't have the, you know, 100% foolproof system, I guess, in this case.
We should also talk about – I'm sorry. Am I rolling over?
No, that's it. That's it, okay. Really.
We should also talk about that car sellers have – had difficulties with Carfax because they find inaccurate information about the vehicles and have a difficult time or report having a difficult time getting that information corrected.
Ah.
So, for instance, one of the angry sellers I found on a forum about this says that he was trying to sell a BMW, or he was the original owner of the BMW, and he had all the maintenance records.
Mm-hmm.
He got a Carfax report, and that Carfax report said that his car, quote, had three different mileages, and each one was less than the previous one.
Oh, you know what this is, Ben?
What's that?
Somebody fat-fingered the VIN number information when they were
that's what I think.
In for service.
I think
what
it could
happened.
Be as simple as transposing numbers.
It's probably somebody that has a car serial number, you know, that was built in sequence, probably one vehicle afterwards.
Uh-huh.
And somebody, you know, just made a typo, really. I bet you that's what's going on there.
So the seller says that he lost thousands of dollars, $4,000, because he had to sell it for less than it was actually worth. And that's one of the criticisms that get brought up. Now, I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb. I know that not all of our listeners may be with me on this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to say, despite the drawbacks and the inevitable inaccuracies of a system like this, the benefits outweigh the potential consequences or costs.
I say far outweigh. I mean, again, I've got experience with it just once, you know, the last vehicle I bought, and hopefully my next one will have something similar. I can get something similar. I didn't bother with it for that old Chrysler that I have.
For your project car?
Yeah, I figure that's probably traded hands many, many times. I mean, it's easy enough to look up history, I guess. But, you know, I really wasn't all that concerned with it. I knew what condition it was in. I knew what to expect, really.
I think what is the gas tank in the trunk?
The gas tank, yeah, Ben, it's still in the trunk. Yeah, it's in the trunk. It's not where it should be.
I'm not trying to bust your chops.
Yeah,
on
no, no, that's right. It still has a lot of issues, and we'll get to that someday soon. But it's also making progress. But you know what? When you're buying a newer used vehicle, I still think it's a good service to use, and you know, I'd hope to use it again on the next vehicle I buy.
Absolutely. I agree with you. What do you guys think? Listeners, have you had a good or a bad experience with the Carfax report? We'd like to hear about it. And we also hope that you found this informative and that we gave enough credence to some of the other criticisms and praise
sure.
of Carfax.
Yeah, and if you want to look up a little bit more information about it, just maybe a different perspective on it, we've got an article on this. It's called just simply How Carfax Works. And, you know, aside from that, you can go to the Carfax site and just kind of play around with that and see if it's a service that you want to use.
And while you're on the internet, you can go ahead and say hello to us on Facebook and Twitter. You've already visited our website if you checked out the article. But if you're wondering, hey guys, why haven't you covered my favorite car or my favorite car company? Well, now's your time to tell us. Just send us an email at
carstuff@howstuffworks.com.
Be sure to check out our new video podcast, Stuff from the Future. Join HowStuffWorks staff as we explore the most promising and perplexing possibilities of tomorrow. The HowStuffWorks iPhone app has arrived. Download it today on iTunes.